big homecoming night for the Commerce Tigers, hosting Howe at Memorial Stadium on the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce. We've got highlights of the match here on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Matt Minky. Well, the Howe Bulldogs made their opening drive count big time, placing points on the board on their first possession.
So this is fourth and three for Howe at the five-yard line of Commerce. Offset eye formation, strong left. Wide out left, wide out right, man in motion right to left. Lopez going to keep the ball himself, and it's a touchdown. I'm not sure, Kevin, if that was a planned play or not.
We've seen it twice now, John Mark. I think it's part of the playbook.
He loops around and then runs up the middle, had a little hole, and dives across the goal line for the touchdown.
The extra point missed, but the Bulldogs taking an early lead of 6 points over Commerce with 7:18 to go in the opening quarter. Tigers unable to answer that score immediately before the Bulldogs got the ball back and did more damage.
Howe on the march again. Play action pass. Lopez passing over the middle. Finds his man. This is Grisham again. Breaks the tackle at the 20. Inside the 15. Still on his feet at the 10. Touchdown, Bulldogs. What a catch and run there by Tyler Grisham for Howe. 41-yard touchdown pass, and he broke three or four tackles on the way.
He slung Al Jackson and DeLance Sharp. Big touchdown for Howe. Great play. You got to give it to him.
Howe went for a two-point conversion this time around. That didn't work either. But it was 12-0, Howe leading Commerce with 2:20 remaining in the first. It was later in the second quarter when the Commerce Tigers finally broke out of the gate and cracked their goose egg.
First down at their own 41-yard line. Jaston Wilson fakes the pitch out. Now gives it to the wingback. This is Darian Redd. And Redd on the loose up the middle. At the 20, at the 10, he's going to score. Darian Redd, touchdown for the orange and black.
One play for the Commerce Tigers to get back in this ball game. Fake the pitch out to the right side, started everybody in motion, then he comes back and hands it to Redd for an off-tackle run, and then boom, takes it straight to the house.
Kind of bad mojo on the points after because this extra point missed as well, but Commerce closed the gap 6-12. Later in the waning moments of the opening half, Bulldogs left Commerce scratching their heads saying, how?
So here we go, first down from the 25-yard line with 18 seconds left to go in the half. Howe leading 12-6. Lopez, play action, half roll right. Passing, and it is caught. Unbelievable. Touchdown, Howe. In and out of the hands of Jaston Wilson and into the hands of Michael Kerr.
Oh, and Jaston Wilson doesn't know how he doesn't come up with that ball, and frankly, I don't either.
Another two-point conversion attempt, another failure. I'm telling you, there's something about the points after in this game. But Howe extended their lead 18 to Commerce's 6 with only 11 seconds left in the second quarter. And that just wasn't enough time for the Tigers to do any more damage. At the half, Commerce 6, Howe 18. Action resumed after the halftime break. Howe was in the midst of a drive early in the third quarter when the Tigers reached in and got a paw on the pigskin.
Lopez, play action, half roll right, passing, and it is picked off. Tavoris Anderson with the interception for Commerce. That's his first of the year. Interception at the 35-yard line. He returns it to the 38-yard line. Big play on defense for the Commerce Tigers. Tavoris Anderson.
But Commerce couldn't quite connect that pickoff with a score, however. Then later in the fourth quarter, the Tigers were stringing together a long series of plays trying to close the score gap.
Third and 19, Jaston Wilson rolling out, passing, and it is intercepted. And guess who? It is Bryce Mosier, who's had a huge night on defense for the Howe Bulldogs.
How do they do it? There were only 7 minutes left in the game, and the Bulldogs were in control of the ball and the scoreboard. Even more so with this explosive run that pretty much glued the coffin shut.
Lopez, hands off. And this is Hawthorne going wide and down the sideline as he turns it upfield to the 10 at the goal line. Touchdown for Howe. 37-yard touchdown run by Anthony Hawthorne for the Howe Bulldogs.
And he just gets to the outside, turns it upfield, turns on the Jets. And there's not enough Commerce defenders out there able to get to him.
Tack on a two-point conversion. And Howe had a huge lead over the Tigers, 26-6, and only 4:20 left in the game. And the Bulldogs were able to hold Commerce for the duration, and Howe emerged victors. The final score, Commerce 6, Howe 26. Well, sometimes, even when you invite the bulldog into your backyard, it ends up chasing you over the fence, nipping at your heels, and that's what happened to the Tigers here tonight. But Commerce will regroup and travel to Farmersville for their next match. That's taking place on November 1st, 7:30 kickoff here on KETR if you're unable to make it to that game. And we'll bring you score updates from around the region on the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. Well, it was a rough loss for the Tigers tonight, but we had some lighter moments during our broadcast of the game that I wanted to share with you in what we call the Minky Moments of the Game.
We have whistles, and I don't like it.
How?
That's an understatement. I don't know how to tell you how good that run was.
How?
Here comes number 20 in his face. Boop, boop. Just a little quick move, in and out. Boop, boop.
How?
This Commerce defense got to take advantage of this. So much I used horrible grammar to say it.
Thanks for listening to the highlights on 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. I'm Matt Minkie.